Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hey, Roland. Hey, it's a guy in Denver. I just heard your switching on resentment, and it was just fascinating. You described myself to an absolute T about resentment in my marriage, and I was just curious if a man was able to self-diagnose with all that resentment, how you'd get rid of it. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for doing this program.
You bet. Thanks for calling. It's a great question. Yes, it really is possible. You're already part of the way there. You've seen the resentment, and now you can let it go. And a little bit of understanding will help a lot. And you gain understanding by listening to a program like mine, because I wake you up to love. I wake you up to understanding. I wake you up to see that your wife is just a lady and your husband is just a man, and resentment is a selfish thing. We're going to be talking about healing relationships today, so stay tuned. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is You Can Be Born Again. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today I'm stopping by to bring you up to date as to what I'm doing. Some of you know that I've been around a long time on radio, and now I'm in, actually, this is my 36th year. That's a long time. And I want you to know that as time goes by, I get better. But as I get better, the response gets less. It's like everybody just kind of goes away, or they listen to me, but I don't know how to describe it exactly, but maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe it's not a bad thing. But for whatever reason, here I am, and this is a special program. You're not going to hear a lot of programs like this one. What I would like to do is to help you get back in touch with your ground of being. Long time ago, in the Garden of Eden, and it's not a myth, it's a reality, Adam fell away from God. And we all know the story, but the bottom line is that he fell away from God, and then he changed. He changed. And every time you fall away from reality, every time you fall into daydreaming, you change. Every time you turn your back on what you know in your heart, the simple thing, things that you knew when you were a little child in your heart, every time you turn your back on them for some reason, whether it be personal gain or a chance to get some kind of advantage, or because you're sheepish and you're embarrassed to admit that you hold to old-fashioned values, or because of whatever reason, you change. Every time you look to knowledge instead of to understanding for answers, you change. And then the very process itself of falling, the very process itself of falling, let's call it a trauma, a shock, the very process of falling itself is something you can get caught up in, and the getting caught up in it also pulls you away from reality. You see, the soul, it was meant to reign sovereign over the mind and the body and the emotions. The soul was supposed to get its direction from God. And the soul linked to God. You know, if you go to work somewhere, there's a chain of command. There's a hierarchy. And you have a boss, and you get your instructions from your boss. And your boss gets instructions from his or her boss, and so on and so forth. So there's a chain of command. There's a hierarchy. Well, there is a hierarchy in the spiritual realm also. There's God, and then Jesus, and then your soul. And then your soul then directs and supervises and watches over the body, your mind, your emotions, your muscles, and all of them, all of the cells of your body cooperate together under the lordship of your soul. But when your soul falls away from God, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but when your soul falls away from God, then your soul doesn't have a boss. But then, yes, your soul does have a boss, but everybody else is your boss. You got all kinds of bosses. They all boss you around. And then your thoughts are your boss. They boss you around. So your thoughts boss you around. See, they tell you, they said, hey, if you don't do this, then something bad's going to happen. They tell you, you're not giving enough money. You're not volunteering enough. You're not nice enough. You're not friendly enough. You're not helpful enough. You're not working hard enough. You're not making enough money. You don't have enough education. You don't have enough classes. You don't have enough ambition. You don't have enough stocks. You don't have enough security. See, they're always bossing you around. So when God is not your boss, then everything else is your boss.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian stress management could help. Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station.
So when God is not your boss, that everything else is your boss. And then don't forget the guy with the horns. See, we gotta bring him in on this thing too. Don't forget him. He's the one behind the scenes who began the whole process of falling. He's the one that whispered to Adam and Eve. He whispered, hey, he said, you know, if you go for knowledge, then you can be like a god. You can solve all your problems and be really smart. And people will admire you and you'll be successful and you'll be happy. See, if you just, turn to knowledge. So anyway, he's the one that started, but he's still around. He's still around today. And through all of his minions, he's encouraging people to be ambitious, see, to turn away from what they know in their heart. He's encouraging them to be, what's the word to use? He's encouraging them to, now I forgot my train of thought. But he's encouraging them to turn their back on what they know in their heart. Oh, and to study. That's right. He's always encouraging them to study. Everywhere you turn, they're making their appeal, aren't they? From the time you're a little tiny kid, they're encouraging you to study and to memorize and to get more knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge. And it just never stops. So I just want you to see that's the story of the human race. But when Adam fell, he changed. And in every one of your failings and fallings in your life, you will change. You become more animal, more beastly. You become more crass, more earthy, more, what's the word to use? More something that's not good. Everything becomes, you change. Just like a tree can petrify over time. Becomes petrified, and at the end, it's totally made of stone. So you lose, and you lose life every time you reach and fail and fall. You also give up a little bit of life, and the ones that make you fall, they take that life. They literally, they're like vampires. They absorb that life from you. So yeah, they're so exciting and so clever, and they make you laugh, and they ginger you up. and they're so much fun to be around, but they take a little bit of your energy, of your life force. Not to mention they take your money, see, and everywhere then you have that process going on. So you change for the worse the morning after the night before. You can almost sense that you've changed for the worse, can't you? And you've lost something. So I think I've made my point very clear. So what's the answer then? Well, there's obviously an answer. The answer is to re-find your Creator. You've got to re-find Him, not a middleman, not more study, not more, yes, study and all kinds of rules and regulations. And no, no, none of that. You've got to find Him, and so that He is in charge. And it's got to be something real. So how do you find Him? Well, He has to make it possible. Christ said, "None can come unto me unless my Father draw them." So God is in charge of your coming back to Him. And maybe it begins with he sends a little bit of light. One day you wake up and you see that you've been resenting your partner. You look at your partner and you suddenly realize that she's just a lady, or your husband is just a man. And you've been resenting them so much. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
You look at your partner and you suddenly realize that she's just a lady, or your husband is just a man. And you've been resenting them so much. And suddenly you ask yourself, why am I resenting my husband so much? Because he's a decent guy, and my wife is a nice lady. Why am I resenting them? Well, you're going to have to find out why, but the why of it is not so important. That will come to you later. When God turns up the light, later, you will see why. The first thing, though, that's important is not seeing the why, but seeing that there's something wrong with that and letting it go. Just drop your resentment. Drop it. Your judgment. Your hatred. Whatever you want to call it. Resentment is probably the best word when it comes to husbands and wives. Drop and judgment. Drop them. Let them go, and behold, there is your bride. There is your groom. Yeah, a little older, a little gray hair, but there he is, or there she is. When you drop the resentment, do you see? And then love comes back. That's right. Love comes back. All those years that you spent hating your husband or resenting him or wanting something from him or somehow being unhappy with the way he was doing things, all of those years are the years that the locust ate. And now they're gone. All right. And the love is gone. But why is it gone? Is it because your husband is no good and cold and mean? Probably not. Yeah, some husbands are no good and some wives are no good, but I'm speaking to the average person. The average person is not so bad. And yeah, he's not perfect, but he's a decent guy. And your wife, she's a nice lady. She's the mother of your children. And your husband, is the father of your children. All right, so where did the love go? I tell you where it went. Do you want to know? It's not that he is so bad and so inconsiderate and, you know, messes up the house and burps after he eats and watches too much television and cares more about sports on weekends than anything else. No, that's not why the love went away. And it's not because she's angry at you and she wants to change you and she's not happy and she's always wants something from you and you don't know what it is that she wants. That's not it. The love is gone for one simple reason. Resentment. Your resentment. Your judgment. Drop the resentment. Drop the judgment. And love is there. See? So that's what I want to tell you today. Now, when people fall into, remember I talked about the fall. You could get this program that I'm making now, and you could listen to it again, and then a week later again, and a month later again, and then again. And every time you would see more deeply, or you would see another facet of your fall, you would be able to apply some of the general things that I'm talking about and see how they apply to you, and you would flash upon some of the things in your life where you hated and resented and where you fell and where you changed. But maybe before I forget, so you change, all right, for the worse when you fall. But I want you to see, remember when Adam fell, he changed. He became more animal, and then he had to die, didn't he? So his body changed. Error crept in. In fact, error crept into the very cells of his body as they replicated because he fell away from perfection, which he could have known as long as he was close to God. But here's what I want you to see. Yeah, you've changed for the worse, but here's the thing. God doesn't change. Remember I said drop the resentment and love is there. God's love is there. Just like if you come out of the basement and open the windows, the sunshine is there. So God is there and his love is there. But here's what I wanted to say. When he first turns up the light a little bit, the first thing you're going to see is your own wrong. And you don't need lengthy explanations as to how it came to pass. All you need to do is see it and see that it's wrong and don't doubt, see, that your resentment and your judgments are wrong. See them clearly and regret what you see about yourself. See, if you truly see your own wrong, that you've been hating someone or resenting them or you've been judging someone unfairly or something like that, when you see it, see, instead of doubting it, instead of blaming someone, instead of reaching for some distraction, instead you just sit there and see it, and what could be your response other than to be sorry about what you see about yourself? Well, that sorrow is your responding to the light. Just like the plant responds to the sunlight, when your soul in God's light sees your own wrong, you respond to the light. You respond to that light with belief. You believe that you're wrong, that for hating your husband or resenting your wife or judging your husband, you see that it's wrong, being impatient with your kids. You see that it's wrong in the light, and you regret what you see, and that's responding to the light. Do you understand? But here's the beautiful part. See, you are this. You will change for the better. In God's light, once you once again find it and cling to it and walk in it and believe it and love the light and love the truth, even if it's a little painful to your ego to see the truth, then you change, not of yourself, but because God restores you. He restores you. And just how he goes about this miracle. We could call it a miracle, but for him, it's easy because he's the one that made you and he's the one that knows how to fix you. So you don't need to know all the ins and outs and hows and wherefores. Just see your own wrong and be sorry. That's good enough. And then wipe the tears from your eyes and go out into the world. And don't put on a show for other people. Keep it to yourself. Keep it quiet. They'll try to ruin it for you. Just quietly then go about your work. Go about your life. Do your duty. But quietly in your heart, you are changing in God's light. Changing for the better. And in very short order, your life will turn around. Everything will turn around for the better because God is now back in your life again.
Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to talk to you today. I want to read you something about relationships. I'm going to read from my book, my latest book on relationships, which is called Roland on Relationships. In fact, I'm going to hold it up right now. There it is. Now, those of you who are listening on the radio, you won't see it because it's a visual, but it's a handsome little book. I'm going to read you from the introduction. Here we go. It's all about people. So when we mess up our relationships with people, it spoils everything. The problem is most of us live long enough to do just that. Mess up our relationship with our kids, our partner, and just about everyone else. But what really hurts is when you sit there one night and realize that communication has failed between you and someone that you care about, and you sense that you're part of the problem. You used to rage and blame, but now you sit there dumbfounded and oppressed. You want to redo it all. You want to start over and make things right, but it's never worked before. And you don't know how to make things right. Over and over you tried. You tried impressing your will upon them, then you tried getting angry and threatening them. Then you tried being nice, extra nice, probably too nice. And that didn't work. Finally, you begged. Perhaps you even tried to change them. Then you tried to change yourself. Nothing really worked. Every tactic and each manipulation only made things worse. Sure, for a while things to be better on the surface, but deep down nothing had changed. You're left with seething resentment toward them, yourself, and toward life. So there you sit, finally realizing that your manipulations just haven't worked. But there's a positive side to reaching rock bottom. Now you're ready for a dose of truth, and you're finally searching for real answers. Well, take heart. Things may yet change for the better. The problem looks complicated, but the solution is simple. It's not your partner, nor is it that you're not trying hard enough. The problem is that something is missing. The solution is finding what is missing. All right, so that's the beginning of the book. Now, we know what's missing, don't we? It's God. God is missing.
Take time to realize the benefits of compassion. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the misfortunes of others. We all encounter misfortunes, and we need someone with understanding that we can relay our issues to. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So that's what I wanted to say. So, well, anyway, these books are excellent. So now this book here, Roland on Relationships. Oh, it's wonderful. many, many wonderful titles. My wife cheated on me. Now what? That's one of the chapters. Are there no more good men left? That's another chapter. All right, so you can see this is good. Actually, I have three books on relationships. The first one that I wrote is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I'm holding it up here. It's also a visual. For those of you on the radio, you won't see it, but it's a fun, it's a really good book. It's a good read. It's a page-turner. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, available on Amazon. And then here's, oh, this is a beautiful book. It's called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Beautiful. And this book, Putting the Forever Back in Love, about half of it is devoted to parents and kids. So if you're a parent and there's some issues, communication issues with your kids, either little kids, teenage kids, or adult kids, this is the book you'll want. So there's three of them. Oh, they're all page turners. Lots of good reading material in these books. I highly recommend them. I don't talk about them very often. You can go back over my YouTubes or go back over my radio programs. I don't talk about them very often. I probably should. I should talk about them every time because it's all about people, isn't it? It's all about relationships, isn't it? All right, so there they are. These books are available. They're on Amazon, in Kindle, in quality paperback, and I think Roland on Relationships is also available in Audible. So you don't have any excuse. If you are really and truly interested in solving your relationship issues, then my programs are good, of course. These books would be really nice. I've had people where they both got it. He got it and she got it. They both got the book and they both read it at the same time. All right. So that's what I wanted to say to you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.